Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly? And I'm passionate about teaching people how to communicate, heal the wounds from the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools you need to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, then stick around, because I think you're going to like it here. Welcome back to another episode. Today is a very important thing that I need to learn in adulthood, and something that I believe changes everyone's lives if we are able to learn, process, and know how to stop asking for your parents' approval. You don't need your parents' approval if you are an adult. If you are an adult, you don't need consent to make your own decisions in your own life. And whilst that could be the whole episode, I am going to elaborate on it. So the first thing I want you to do is get a pen and paper, because this week we are including an exercise, a writing prompt, and it's really important. Whenever I tell you to write something down, I mean physically with a pen and paper. Actually take some time to do it, even if you don't do it right now. I understand not wanting to pause the podcast right now. You're probably on the go listening to this on a tube, a train, or in a car, and so you don't want to pause right now. But tonight, 5 minutes before bedtime, go to bed 5 minutes earlier, get a pen and paper, and actually keep a journal by the side of your bed or a notebook of some sort where you can do these types of exercises. Because if you haven't stuck around long enough, you know that I am all about writing things down. And one of the things I use a lot is something I call evidences. And so anytime you're having a negative belief, what you can do is create evidence for the belief that you want to have, and that's usually the opposite of what your limiting belief is. So let's say if you have a limiting belief of I am ugly, you can do evidences every night. I recommend 3 a night of I am beautiful because I am beautiful because I am beautiful because. But since today we are talking about parental approval, the thing I want you to answer, and go as long as you possibly can, I know I just said 5 minutes before bedtime, but genuinely I would take about half an hour doing this exercise, and I have never in my life given out an exercise that I have not done myself. So you can definitely vouch for that I'm not just saying something that doesn't work. I only give out things that I've tried and tested myself and were really beneficial to me. And so the question I want you to answer tonight is, what have you wanted your parents to approve of the most? I'm going to say that again. What have you wanted your parents to approve of the most? The second question is, whose approval did you want the most? Whose approval did you want the most? And the third question is, what specifically did you want approval for that you never got and you still haven't given yourself? What specifically have you not got approval for and you haven't given yourself? The reason why it's really important we do this is because whatever approval you never got will shape your life in the way that you will search for that now in other people, whether that's your romantic relationships or your friendships. So let's say, for example, you grew up in a family where the only jobs that were acceptable were doctor and lawyer and all the traditional jobs, and you ended up being an actor. And you never got your parents' approval. In fact, you might be a really successful actor right now, and your parents still wish you had got a doctorate. Your parents still wish you had gone into a traditional job. Your parents still worry that you're not going to make a solid income and that your next movie might not come in, your next TV show might not come in. And now what happens is you will try to seek external validation about your job from everywhere else. So let's say you are an actor. That could show itself by, for example, you asking for a lot of validation and confirmation and affirmation from your director. And let's say your director isn't a kind of person who gives a lot of confirmation and affirmation and perhaps is really critical. That's when you can start bringing up childhood wounding into your job. And so it's really important you validate yourself. And if you ever found yourself, for example, at a party where you say you're an actor and then someone makes some passing comment about, oh, how should you make an income from that? And you suddenly feel really attacked. It's not really because some stranger at a party said it, although it might be because frankly it is rude, but it's more likely to hurt because it's related to your childhood wounding, it's related to your parents, and it's touched upon something that you never got approval for. And so when you don't get approval for something, it's almost that voice of saying, you're not good enough, you're never going to be good enough. And so that random person at a party is going to remind you of it, your director's going to remind you of it every time they critique you, and maybe your partner very innocently makes a comment about, oh, do you think this long-term project is the best thing for you? And you suddenly perceive it as a money thing, and again, quick fire to going to assuming that they don't approve of you and your job because you already have that wound open. So it's completely okay that you want your parents' approval. It's very normal. It's very natural. It's innate within us. But it's important we get really conscious about it so that this programming doesn't run our lives. And when we're conscious about it, we can realize where it's impacting other people who maybe don't mean bad things or malicious things, or maybe didn't say something that big in the first place, but you reacted to it in a large way because it's about so much more than the person in front of you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the key to start is to accept that you're never going to get their approval. If you've made it to adulthood without their approval, you likely are not going to get it in adulthood unless your parents have some sudden epiphany and want to change. The problem is, holding out for the hope that they're going to change is going to hurt you more than accepting that they won't. If you accept that they won't, you can actually go through the process of healing that. You can start taking responsibility for validating yourself, giving yourself the approval that you need. And sometimes that is literally talking to yourself and going, I am so proud of the decision you made. The fact that you persevered with being an actor when every single person in the world was against you and so many people were telling you reasons why you weren't, and you saw your potential, you saw your talent, and you fought for what you want, you should be so proud of yourself. You can say these things to yourself. Every single word that you wish your parents had said to you, You can give yourself, you can be the parent you needed back then, and you can give yourself your own approval. And sometimes we don't give ourselves enough of our own approval because we see it as less important as the approval of the people around us. But once we can start giving ourselves more approval, we can understand that our own validation can heal a lot. And when we approve of our own decisions, we stop looking to other people to confirm that we've made the right decision. The other thing I realize as you get older is don't ask questions you already know the answer to. Frankly, you've known your parents for a really long time. The caregivers in your life, they've been there for quite a while. So you probably have a tape in your head of what they would say every time you go do something anyway. You already know 90% how this conversation is going to go. So for example, if your parents have always hated tattoos, what I mean by don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to is don't go asking your tattoo-hating parents what they think of your new tattoo. It's like asking to be rejected, knowing what the result is. And sometimes we do that because we want confirmation of this internal negative belief we already hold. So we already believe we aren't good enough. So we ask our parents, do you like my new tattoo? Knowing they're going to say no, knowing that it's going to make us feel bad, so then we can confirm to ourselves, see, I told you you weren't good enough. See, I told you you're never going to get their approval. See, I told you they think your tattoo is ugly. And you've asked that question because you already have that belief inside of you and your brain is seeking to try to fix it because obviously it feels unpleasant and has a negative feeling inside you. And your brain is actually trying to fix that sensation, but it's going to the person who hurt you to heal that wound. And sometimes you need to be the person who heals that wound. And so don't ask that question. Instead, go get the tattoo. Ask people who you know are going to be positive and affirming around your tattoo. And then maybe tell your parents you've got a tattoo. Frankly, you don't need to tell them. But if you do tell them, state it as a fact. Stop asking permission for decisions that you can make as an adult without their approval. So instead of asking for permission for things, just tell them. Tell them when it's done rather than asking them before it's done. The fact that you already know how this conversation plays out proves the point. You can't change your parents. You can't change anyone else other than you. You can't change your caregivers. And so this illusion that they will change is actually hurting you more. You are an adult and your decisions don't need to be okayed by them. So how do we stop doing this? Stop asking and start setting boundaries. So simply saying things like, thank you for your opinion, I didn't actually ask. Or let's say you want to move countries and your parents don't want you to. Obviously, they have a vested interest in keeping you close and safe and near and wanting to be near you as well. But you really want to go. You can say something like, you've stated your opinion once. You don't need to state it again. I know what you think. I'll take that. And I'm going to make an informed decision based on what works for me. Thank you so much. End of conversation. Be firm about it. Just because they think the decision you are making is wrong does not make it wrong. And that's where we also need to have a little more belief in our own decisions, where we can validate that what we're making is the right decision and that we know ourselves the best. Our parents might know us well, but they only know one version of us. And our caregivers often don't let us outgrow this idea of who they thought we were as a child. And as we become adults, we are allowed to give ourselves permission to change. And so that's where we start. When you validate yourself and you actually have strength in your own opinions, in your own decisions, you will stop looking to other people to feel okay about your decisions because you'll know that your opinion about your own life is the one that matters most. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you are listening to this or share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Scarred Not Scared on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal, and we are waiting to welcome you whenever you are ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you. And I will speak to you next time. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.